All right, time for boots and salutes today. In the Internet News Poll question, Regina Police recently designated a safe swap site at their headquarters. Saskatoon did the same back in 2021. So the question was, have you ever bought or sold an item on buy and sell or a marketplace site? Well, 51% of people have said no to that, although 49% saying yes. Boots and salutes, you can start us off today.
Yes, good day. I'm going to salute for my farmer friends, and I want to salute the 11 RCMP units, two of which got totaled yesterday, chasing hijackers north of Blaine Lake. Good job, guys. At least you caught them.
Wow, thanks for that. Hey, boots and salutes.
Hey, Ben. Hi. How are you today?
Oh, feeling good after the Jays win. How about you?
Well, you know what? The Toronto Blue Jays, this is going to be like when I was 9 and 10 back in 92, 93. One of those Blue Jays is going to hit that big home run, and they're going to get to the World Series, and they're going all the way, guys. And Roberto Alomar and Joe Carter, I hope that you're watching, and so do the former manager, Cito Gaston. And the Blue Jays are going all the way this year, Ben.
I hope so. Thanks for the call, man. Hi there, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Blue Jays. What a beautiful game. I'd like to salute the PA Raiders. Thank you.
Boots and salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I would like to salute all bus drivers for having to drive in this crazy city traffic.
Yep, it's sometimes a morning getting through that traffic, but thanks for the call today. And is it still foggy out there?
It is very foggy still. It's slowly coming down a little bit, which is good.
But still a few spots, eh? Well, everybody make sure you got your headlights on. Thanks for the call today.
Thank you. Bye.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Morning. I had a boot and a salute this morning. A big salute to our Saskatoon Blades. Let's keep the fire burned up, boy. Let's get her done. Let's work hard, man. Pays off. And then a big boot to our justice system, that guy on University Bridge there. There should be no charges laid, just that you lost your chance to drive for the rest of your life. Sorry, buddy. This has to be some teeth to the law. You can't just give him a slap on the wrist. It's very sad.
Thanks for the call today. Yeah, we're finally getting the full story on what happened there. Basically, this 37-year-old guy was just ripping through traffic on the University Bridge and then collided with a truck. One of the tires went off. It held up traffic basically all day yesterday on the University Bridge. And it was actually after a patrol officer tried to stop the vehicle on 7th Avenue North. And he kept driving erratically, right up until about 9:30. So the guy charged with dangerous driving, evading police, and impaired driving. And if you've seen the video circulating online, it's pretty crazy. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Hi. I'd like to boot the telcos and internet providers that allow for all these scammers to surface and harass my phone number. Honestly, we've got AI and all these other wonderful technologies. Why can we not get a handle on all these phone scammers and get them dealt with? I mean, countries like Pakistan and India are continually harassing us on this. Maybe ban those countries from calling this country unless it's a vetted number. I mean, really, they're just a harassment to our phone systems. They should be dealt with.
Good point. Boots and salutes.
Hey there. For the guy that is having trouble with scam calls, we switched to Telus. They have call control. They have to physically dial to get through on the line. It works awesome.
There you go. Boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. Blah, blah, blah.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Well, not too bad. I like the price of gas in Prince Albert. It's 111.9, 116.4. 20.9. Melfort is still 126.9. Maybe they can change it someday. Have a good day. Bye for now.
Yeah, I've been hearing that gas prices are going to be going down over the next little bit here, so maybe hold off till the weekend to fuel up your tank. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I just want to know I have, how am I going to put this to you in words? We're supposed to be picking up dog manure. I see a lot of, how am I going to explain this? Cigarette butts in places. And some places it's so bad. Come on, people who smoke. There is such thing as a can or a garbage can. It's pretty sickening. And another thing, too, is what are we role modeling to our children when it comes to that? Mm-hmm. Like, garbage it.
Good point. Boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. I'd just like to give a big salute to the Toronto Blue Jays on their win last night, and hopefully they get it done tonight.
I hope they do, too. It'd be nice to win that series back in Toronto over the weekend here. But, yeah, it was great last night, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's your favorite Jays player right now?
Probably Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
The legend himself. Right on. Thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem.
Boots and salutes.
Morning. I'd like to salute Grandpa and Brown Sugar for doing a great job on trucking. Thanks. Have a great day.
There you go. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, if you see something that you don't like and it's garbage, why not pick it up?
Hi, Boots and salutes.
Yeah, I got really hung up on there. And I say a big boot about that. I was trying to explain something and I got really hung up on. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I have a big salute for those two 15-year-olds that play for the Regina Pats that have been asked to play for Team Canada. Good for them. Thank you.
Hi, Boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to give a boot or a big salute. I'd like the government to pull their head out of the sand.
Boots and salutes.
Oh, I'd like to salute all the employees at 7L Feeders.
Right on. Hi, Feeders. Boots and salutes.
Hello, I'd like to boot the lady complaining about getting cut off. We didn't want to listen anyways. Big boot to you.
Hi, Boots and salutes.
Good morning, go Mariners.
Hi, Boots and salutes.
Cut her off again, blah, blah, blah.
Boots and salutes, good morning.
Morning, I'd like to salute the Boots and boot the salutes.
Hey, good morning, Boots and salutes.
Good morning, I would like to salute all road work crews, like people doing the highways and all the city construction.
Right on, yeah. It's been a big-time construction season over the past year here. But I've got to say, you know, I've noticed we're getting it done, which is all we can ask for. Again, Saskatoon Blades, five straight. They face a busy weekend ahead. We got a home-and-home with Moose Jaw on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, we're matching up against the Oil Kings. That's also Poke Check's birthday, so you can take part in the first post-game skate of the season this weekend, too. Go Blades, go. We'll have all the action here on CJWW. So, hey, good morning, Boots and salutes.
Yeah, the lady with the cigarette butts, how about getting a life?
Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Yeah, salute to Justin Trudeau, my prime minister.
Hi, Boots and salutes.
Yeah, I never called twice in one day, but you know what? Thanks for cutting that lady off. Next time, don't even let her start. She talks too much anyway. Thank you.
And Boots and salutes, you can be our last caller this morning.
Yes, boot the lady that got cut off.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. I don't think we should be jumping on and picking on her this morning for telling her story. That's not okay. But Boots and salutes, it's always brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear.